Then you have the record of the call of Matthew here in verse 27. And after these things, he went forth, saw a publican named Levi sitting at the receipt of custom, and he said unto him, "Follow me." And he left all, rose up, and followed him. Now, Matthew gives us that much of his own call. Mark gives us a little bit more, but here we have something else. And Levi made a great feast in his own house, and there was a great company of publicans and of others that sat down with him. And here is another way of trying to win folk. Levi, he didn't know too much. You see, he wasn't trained in a theological seminary. He was a tax gatherer. He was a rascal, by the way. But when he got saved, that is, when he came to the Lord Jesus, he did what he could do. He was a rich publican. He made a dinner, and he invited all of the other rascals in so they could get saved. That's another way, friends, that you can get people. I rejoice in the number of folk we have that give out our little circular about this program. That gives the log. And one lady, she circles the station in that area, and she sends them out everywhere. That's the way you do. You invite them in for dinner, the spiritual dinner that we have, and you invite them in that way. May I say to you, my, this is a rich section. Now we find here the scribes and Pharisees are not going to keep their mouth shut much longer, and so they come to him. But their scribes and Pharisees murmured against his disciples, saying, "Why do ye eat and drink with publicans and sinners?" Now, they ask that question, and our Lord has a good answer for it. Our Lord protects his own. Jesus did the answering. Jesus answering said unto them, "They that are whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." This is a very wonderful answer, by the way. The answer is simply this. Why did the Lord Jesus call publicans and sinners and eat with them? It was true that that's what he did, and the explanation is surely simple. He was a great physician, and you don't go around healing well people. He was healing the sickness of sin, and he came to minister to them. The gospel is really for those who recognize their need. There are some people today that are too good to be saved. Did you know that? That is, they think they are. I want to speak very frankly. If you recognize that you have a need, then the gospel's for you. Christ can save you, and he will save you. And if you're self-sufficient, you recognize no need. May I say to you, just go on your self-chosen pathway. It leads you to destruction. The message is not for you. I'm very sorry. I wish I had a message for you, but I don't have a message for folks like that. And the disciples of John also were present, and they asked a question about fasting. And they were interested because the disciples of Jesus were having a good time. And our Lord answered them also. He said of them, "Can ye make the children of the bride chamber fast while the bridegroom's with them? But the days will come, the bridegroom shall be taken away from them, and then shall they fast in those days." We ought to have a good time today, but I do think fasting is beneficial today. I think that you and I need to recognize that our Lord is absent, and we're in a world that's rejected him, but our business is still to get the word out. Everything in this chapter is toward one direction. Do you notice that?